Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions. All of your questions this week are about money, of course. Tom, AIG had it tough last year, as we have discussed. It seemed everybody hated them. They did find support, though, from one unlikely group. Who was it?
Unlikely group, AIG. Can I have a hint?
Well, I mean, it's like, hey, you're not getting a bonus this year, but you are getting a wonderful picture made with macaroni. Who makes little pictures with macaroni noodles?
Little kids.
Exactly.
So little kids supported AIG?
Yes, and in fact, it was a particular...
Because they can spell it?
It was a class... Yeah. We wanted to send letters to Merrill Lynch, but we couldn't handle it. So AIG. And it was a class of fourth graders, in fact, from around here, when a Houston area teacher, Rebecca Chapman, asked her students what it might feel like to be an AIG employee when everybody was so mad at them. One boy asked, can we write them and let them know it's going to be okay? And the whole class got in on it. Sample notes to AIG, quote, hi, AIG, not all of USA hate you, unquote. Quote, keep working hard, dudes. Keep eating your vegetables. One AIG employee, so touched by this, wrote back to the students and said, quote, to have reached out to us in such a heartfelt way is really a testament to your individual and collective humanity, unquote, showing he knew about as much about talking to kids as he did about the difference between right and wrong.
Wait a minute. What grade was this again?
The fourth grade.
Okay, what fourth grade teacher talks to their kids about AIG?
Maybe someone who had invested a lot of money. Miss Smithers, why are you weeping?
Well,
why are you drinking out of that bottle all the time?
What a weird thing. I just think that there's other things that they needed to get going on, like mathematical skills, perhaps.
So they don't end up like executives at AIG.
Right.
Precisely.